Every now and then, we get disappointed with someone or something. That's only natural. What's not natural is living in a constant state of disappointment. A great many people do, and it's ruining their lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take a look at disappointment and dealing with it from a different perspective. Disappointment. It's an interesting emotion. You don't often hear people talk about it, what it is, how to handle it, but that's in fact what you and I are going to chat about today, because it seems that there are so many things out there that can disappoint us. So let me begin by asking you exactly, what is it? What is disappointment? Have you ever thought about that? Here's my definition. It's a basic mathematical formula. The degree to which we're satisfied with something, with a person, a situation, our basic lot in life, whatever it is, the measure of the degree to which we're satisfied with it equals our expectation minus the reality. Expectation minus reality equals satisfaction. So, if the number is positive, then we're satisfied with it. The bigger the positive number is, the more satisfied we are. On the other hand, if that number is a negative one, expectations minus reality becomes negative. In other words, reality falls short of expectations. Maybe it's a minus 5 or a minus 7 or a minus 10. Then we're disappointed. And the bigger that negative number is, the greater our disappointment. So you who are wives, you married this great, romantic, good-looking, chivalrous guy 15 or 20 or 30 years ago. And these days you look at him and you wonder, where's the romance? What happened to him? Your expectation minus your reality is definitely in the negative, right? That's telling me that you're disappointed with him. Or you start a new job. It sounded great at the interview. Their website looked good. The building, the offices were fantastic. This exciting new job with career prospects and opportunities. But now, you're 6 months into it, you've realized that you're just a small cog in a big machine. No one really cares about you. No one cares how happy you are in your job, how you feel, whether you're enjoying it. They're not interested in your ideas to improve this or that. Expectation minus reality equals minus 8. You're disappointed because the reality has fallen way short of your expectations. In fact, the more you think about it, the more there are enough things in each of our worlds to keep us disappointed 24/7. Our spouse, our children, our friends, our boss, our co-workers, our house, the neighbours, the weather, the rain, the heat, the traffic, the noise, the smell, how we look, how we feel, our lot in life, the dogs barking out there, the flies, the mosquitoes, that clever person over there, the colour of your fingernails, the dress you bought, our reactions, our behaviours, our incomes, our bank balance, our credit card bill. The list goes on and on. And the more the advertising industry in particular dangles images of success and perfection under our noses, the higher our expectations become and the greater the gap becomes between our expectations and the reality. And so, the greater the level of disappointment, right? There literally are enough things out there to keep us disappointed with the whole world 24/7. And can I tell you, the more we expect perfection, the more the disease of disappointment is going to afflict us. I remember once as a child seeing a cartoon of a character, can't remember who the character was, who had this rain cloud following them around everywhere they went. Didn't matter where this little fella went, there was a black rain cloud right over his head and it rained on him, just on him, nobody else. Everyone else was having sunshine, but this little fella had a perpetual rain cloud hanging over his head. So that's the picture of someone who's living in this perpetual state of disappointment. And more people are living like that with their own personal little weather system, that cloud of disappointment that rains on them all day long. In a sense, disappointment's a natural thing. When we're relying on someone to do something and they fail us, they don't come through, it's pretty natural to get disappointed. I was preparing a message on disappointment recently to deliver at my church, and so I hopped on the internet to look for some images on disappointment. There was this one, like a big green road sign that you see, and it read this, "Welcome to disappointment. Don't stay too long." And for me, that says it all. Of course, sometimes you and I are going to experience disappointment as an initial reaction. It's only natural. What's unnatural is staying there too long. What's unnatural is pulling off the highway and setting up home in this place called disappointment. Because disappointment, Well, not only is it a negative emotion, it's a completely useless emotion. Disappointment doesn't achieve a single thing. If someone falls short of our expectations and we wallow around in our disappointment for days and weeks and months, even a lifetime, we're allowing ourselves to fall victim to their shortcomings. And if not to their shortcomings, then certainly to the gap between our expectations and their reality. And that's the thing. So often the problem isn't out there with the people or the situations or the circumstances that we're disappointed with. The problem, the real problem, is in here with our unrealistic expectations. The opposite of disappointment isn't joy or success. The opposite of disappointment is satisfaction and contentment. So when we can't modify the reality, what we can do is modify our expectations of the reality. We can bring our expectations closer to the reality. It's the whole thing, you've heard this saying, "Dear Lord, give me the courage to change the things I can't accept and accept the things that I cannot change." Often when we accept reality and work with it instead of against it, the disappointment goes away. Wives, your husband is who he is, so love him how he is, and chances are that'll change him. My encouragement to you today is to examine your reactions to people, places, circumstances, to your lot in life, and really take a cold, hard look at the degree to which disappointment is robbing you of joy and peace and contentment and satisfaction in your life. The sort of joy and peace and contentment and satisfaction that you've always been looking for. Because all too often, it's our unrealistic expectations of those places and people and circumstances and our lot in life that lie at the heart of our disappointment. Jesus said something really interesting about disappointment. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." John chapter 6, verse 35. See, the whole thing about bread was told in the context of satisfying hunger. He just performed an amazing miracle of feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And he was leveraging that miracle to teach people about contentment and fulfillment. And that's a verse of scripture that's become such a powerful reality in my life. Because here's how it works. The closer I get to Jesus, the more time I spend with him, the more I let his grace fill my heart with joy and peace, the more, without me ever trying, he modifies my expectations of people and places and circumstances and my lot in life. See, it's completely effortless because his joy fills my heart. And what I've noticed, the fruit that that's borne in my life is that I get far less disappointed with things, much less often. It's like looking at things through a different set of eyes and experiencing things through a new heart. Friend, Jesus is the power to change. And so now someone comes along and disappoints me, and the level of disappointment is far less, and it lasts nowhere near as long. I end up praying for them, accepting them, hoping the best for them, not because I'm super spiritual, I'm not. Not because I'm naturally tolerant, I'm definitely not that. And not because I'm some good guy, because I'm not. But because Jesus satisfies me. Jesus is the bread of life. He really is the bread of life. I'm no longer hungry. I'm no longer thirsty. Jesus has satisfied me, and he continues to satisfy me. And you know, when you're satisfied with your life, it's so much harder to get disappointed. He takes that rain cloud away. It's a Jesus thing. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow.
with a different perspective.